And he believed in the Father and God, because the Father accepted the Son. and humility is that respect for him. And through him, I have been serving you for all these years and given my faith with his gift to me to return to my parents. And here also there is not only the meaning of the father, for the existence of the son, the elder son, but also as using the father that we need our gift with any gift. And absolutely a lot. But all the time I give to the father that never we can see a gift to make it happen. And of course, we forgot all the gifts and all the gifts of the Father. In the same way, the youth never became a child, and the denial is full of the gifts, and this is why they are in them. So the Lord consists of the Lord to work preparing the youth or the world, wanting the youth from what we are going to do. So this is the meaning of this parable. This is the meaning of this parable. It explains the two nations, the society of truth, and how God makes it. And in one of the decisions, maybe it says the glory of God is the head of God. And for me, I believe the glory of God is not the head of God. It is the author. Because the author has denied the gift of the Father, he was content with the repair of his brother. And the parable ended without knowing what the gift of the Lord was not. The Father went outside the house and did it in order to enter into the house. But the parable is still whether the gift of the Lord was not. And actually, the Jews of this day, we didn't think of the man, which is the church of God. We are outside the church, we are not Christianity, so we expect our God. But the great problem is to decide that before we change, so we find the meaning of God. But until then, we are outside the man. So we have to say the first, the rest of God, is the first to go to the end of the Son. The first to live, but in him, he was alive. So, I want to say that the end of God is the 41. Yes, he was according, but now he is alive, and he is inside God. But the real story of God is the whole of God, because he saved our life behind. And he needs to return to the house in order to enjoy and keep fighting the life with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews, they will never find such a life until they leave Christ and enter into the church. The point that comes up for this parable, the point that comes up, points to us the importance of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. As the mission says, the church has three main ministries. The first ministry is the ministry of the spiritual care, that is directed towards the people of the first church. The ministry of the Lord Jesus, which is directed towards the people that are outside the church, and the ministry of evangelism that is directed towards the land of peace. So these are the three main ministries of the church. The ministry of the spiritual care, directed towards the people inside the church. Ministry of prophecy, directed towards the people who are lost and the are outside the church. And the ministry of evangelism that is directed towards the non-believers. And unfortunately, the ministry of the Lord Jesus and the ministry of evangelism don't take the most attention probably clear at the moment of your reading. And we need to pay more attention toward these two services, these two things. Have the fish of the road sheep, but they will bring him back into the church, and have to evangelize the unbeliever, but they will convert them to the church. The purpose of the work of some may be many people who are employed to read the work of anybody. Many countries have some of the children who are away from Christ. As we don't know how to be with them, we want them to return back and to leave the church. But they don't know how to be good. And that's why today I'd like to give you some points to teach us how to be with the Lord Jesus, how to be with the church of Christ. With that, I'm certain that the church and some of my students are away from Christ, how to bring them back to Christ. Or with that, I am a hearer that has. That has some of the rulers away from Christ, and if the church is closed, and now we bring him back to Christ. But before I give you this point, I want to explain the life outside of Christ, the life away from the house of God, the life away from the church, how to Christ. It is as a man of faith, my son of God, my son of faith. Those who are away from the church and those who are Lord, they are spiritually faithful. They are spiritually and they give me a hand. They give me a hand. This son wished to feed himself, even with the heart of the fire. And nobody gave to him. And people who are working the church or in the Christ, they want to satisfy themselves, even with the thought of Christ, and nobody gave to him. They keep him satisfied. Many people share with me their thinking. There is no passion, there is no happiness in their life. What does it mean? How many people speak counseling and speak professional therapy for depression, for death, for my friends, many people, for especially youth, many youth have to start the school, they think it is with their life. This book, this is like the norm in this time. Why? Because we are living away from it. It is only in Christ that the people decide that we are alive, that we have such an alive. And away from Christ, there is no happiness at all. There is no joy away from Christ. How do we bring these people to that? Number one, these people need love and need treatment. Need love and need treatment. As we heard in this prayer, the Father who is so strong is coming from afar. He is weak, but we have compassion on him. And he helped us. He showed him compassion and love and acceptance. Even from the Father, the Father said to the Father, I am not worthy to be one of your servants. The Father didn't allow him to say this word. The Father didn't allow him to say this word, but accepted him as a beloved son. And the Lord is receiving acceptance of the Lord's presence and acceptance of his actions and behavior. There's a big difference between accepting the person or accepting the behavior This means we have to assist in return. The Lord Jesus Christ told us to assist in the Lord in all of our wishes and our hopes to show that if the Lord is accepted in his heart. For this reason, the Church of Christ himself cannot accept the things the Lord believes. Sometimes we confuse between these two things. I was speaking with a youth. He was unfortunately left a homosexual. And I encouraged him to repent and to repair the church. But he told me, if I went to the church, I would feel more content because you don't accept me as well. I told him, you are confusing between two things. If we accept more as well, and accepting you accept. The church cannot be the most as well, which is the sin, and it is forbidden to the Bible. And the rest itself is taken upon God more to go to that upon the Son. Now you, as a Christian, the Church of Christ, and will help you to repent, and will help you to change your life. So there is a big difference between accepting the Christian and accepting the sin. We cannot accept the sin, but simply we accept the sin. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us to not care and to be with him. Yes, we must be with him, but at the same time, we must love the sinner. The difference is, these people search for the sinner. So, we show them the sinner. And again, a sinner who is a sinner, because he is created in the image of God, is to accept him, but not accepting the religion, but accepting him, this would be a very encouraging truth person to reject after the change of thought. When the Lord gets to the end of the moment, he didn't accept the religion, and he pointed out what she was doing wrong, but he accepted her as a person, and showed her love and compassion. In the whole time of the text, he accepted that also the thing from home was going to be an effective thing, but he accepted God. And he has to have big heart, wide heart, in order to be able to accept the Lord with our heart, and not accepting that thing. So this spirit of acceptance and love, we need to show them that consequences of their needs, and the things that make them take it from faith for their actions. I want you to not hear when this spirit of returning the anger of God is taken to the heart. If you read carefully, the Son didn't find anything in which he seems to say he would directly confess on the thought that the divine came, but no one did him anything. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hard servants have lived enough and still, but I will share it for another." So, what was the telling point? When he discovered his hungry, when no one gave him even the heart, that's the point. So, if someone gave his prodigal son, the first of the one, or even something to eat, he wouldn't be scared. He wouldn't discover his misery and his hunger and wouldn't be. Why am I saying and the children of the poor, most like the Christian of the poor, and the children Allah is pure and peaceful. Some people won't quit No. Jesus will not speak need a lot of patience and a lot of humility. And have this patience while dealing with the king. Another point, if it is not through the gift of God, the repentance of these people will be broken. So whatever we're going to do, if it's not supposed to be prayer, or the open, now all of our efforts will be in vain. So we need to pray together. We need to ask for the demands. We need to make God the Lord of the demands. But first, the gift of God will come from men and change them. So prayer, endure, love, acceptance, fulfilling and encouragement. These are some points that we should have in mind, to keep in mind for all our meeting with the king. And in verse of Psalm 3, first he confessed his sin. He said, I have sinned against God. And if sin is not our life, it is first against God. It is against the Lord. Any sin is against God. And that's why the servant said, I sinned against heaven and before you. And we should know when we go to confession, we should know that when we sin, we are sinning against God. When we confess, he said, the Father accepted. For the Father, not accepted, the Father is fully to his servant. Yes. Number one, he gave him a new rule. Actually, it is the best rule. And also, it is the best part. It is the rule of purity. It is our pleasure and our glory that we lost by living a sinful life. When we live a sinful life, we lose our glory, our duty, our pleasure as children of God. But when we return back to God after our sins, God, the best thing he did to us is this rule which means his grace, his maturity, that sends us in the glory of God. Number two, he put in his finger grace. And grace is a part of conscience. He has put him to be filled with grace, filled with faith, as a love of God. Number three, he gave me shoes. What are the shoes? You know, if we walk barefoot, we may hurt our foot and we may injure our foot. But shoes protect us while our walk from being hurt or injured. So the shoes here represent transportation because God provides us with the return back to Him. And what is protection? How does it affect us? It is commandment. The commandment lives this commandment, and if we keep this commandment in our life, this commandment will protect us from hurting or injuring ourselves. And that's why David says, your words are light to my feet. So the shoes here represent the protection that God provides children through the commandment, through the word of God. And what is the child of God? It is his love and his love. It is the communion. It is the unity of God, the unity of man. It is the fellowship of God that we receive through eating from his body and his love. So, confession is very important to have a good day. Confession is very important to have our beauty again, our glory once again. Confession is very important to be restored to our self-esteem and children of God. Confession is very important again to have a wife and a spiritual marriage that will protect us